a-tumbling down, a-tumbling down, tumbling down.
Hello, welcome back to Aftertaste. It's just me, Amalia, right now. Aaron is doing fun things in Boston and didn't invite me. No, I'm kidding. Aaron will be here for the second half, but we decided to do a little bit of a theme today as it is finals week, and finals week is the worst. And one of the things that gets Aaron and I through finals week is music and playing music and listening to music and dancing to music, especially dancing to music. So our theme is going to be just songs that have been getting us through finals week. So I'm going to start with a couple songs. The first one is a song by Montel Fish called Destroy Myself Just For You. Very sad title, but it's a very pretty song, and I have like one playlist that I've just been shuffling for the last 2 weeks, and also Jeff Buckley. Those are like the one playlist I have, and then Jeff Buckley. So you're gonna be hearing a lot of those, and when Erin comes to join us, she'll hop on and play some of her songs. In the meantime, enjoy the music. Maybe it'll last. Maybe it'll last this time.
I'm gonna die one day. Surprise to this pain. It's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing.
Destroy myself just for you.
I'm a crash. I hang up on the cross. I will give it all for you. Salvation makes it to the pearly gates. Right? The suffering that I face, all the things that I face, destroying myself just to wait for you.
Serve the Lord only.
3 o'clock, just can't close my eyes. Something's wrong with me. No, I can't deal. I can't go to sleep. There's something in my heart. The streets keep calling me.
Thank you.
Didn't I? One of my favorite songs. It's like been on my like Spotify Wrapped for like 2 years. Okay. I mean, again, theme is like songs that are just getting me through finals week. And the song before that was a song called 3 a.m. by Thundercat. Very real. Was listening to that at 3 a.m. when I was in SMFA. I'm going to play a song by Courtney Barnett next. And something that I love so much about Courtney Barnett and why I am such an avid listener, especially when I am stressed out in my life, is because she's an incredible storyteller. With all her lyrics, she's just really a really, really technically talented musician, but also just incredibly paints like incredibly detailed pictures in her songs. And this is off of A Sea of Split Peas, which is like one of my favorite releases of hers. Her newer music, I think it's getting rarer and rarer for me personally to be enjoying the like newer music released by so many of my favorite artists. I've been like so let down by albums this year, and Courtney Barnett is just one of the few artists that, like, everything she puts out, I think she gets better. And yeah, so this is a song called Avant Gardener, which is funny, little play on words there. And it's just a fun little story, and I like to listen to it when I paint, because that's my finals now. My finals are painting, and believe it or not, stressful. But this is Courtney Barnett.
Time when I was really sick and I had to- but I turn up the TV light. Give up without a fight. Better than pretending to know what's wrong or what's right. I could spend ages asking myself why. There's a million ways that I could say goodbye, but I
Hello, Mike. I am here.
Erin is here.
I made it.
Fear not.
And hello to my mom, if you're listening. Shout out her.
How are your travels?
It was good. For context, I just came from, what's it called? That, like, place near Emerson. The Commons? Yes, the Commons, like the AMC Commons.
Girl, you forgot the Commons? Alright.
I just don't go there very often.
I love the Commons.
Not as often as I used to.
I know, I only go when it's like nice out.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I've never been to that AMC, is it?
It's a good one. It's a good one. It's large. Bouge? It's expansive. It's bouge. It's yeah. Bouge. It's definitely bouge.
More bouge than Miss Somerville Theater.
I just like how endearing Somerville Theater is.
I love Somerville Theater.
Yeah. I'm just a little PO'd that The Boy and the Heron is now playing at Somerville Theater.
Oh, and you already went to...
Yeah. Yeah. But the thing is, I don't know if it's like dubbed or subbed.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to see the subbed version.
The subbed version.
So
I bet it would be subbed at Somerville.
It probably would, yeah.
I have so many movies I need to see.
Saltburn. Jinx. Yomi
Sasha
Soda.
And Nicole gave me a review without spoiling it, mm-hmm. and they were like, it had potential that it didn't fully fulfill. But I'm watching it anyway because Jacob Elordi with
Isn't
an eyebrow
it? Yes.
piercing.
Yes. Eyebrow piercing?
Yes. And I saw this article that was like,
I'm searching it up.
Jacob Elordi bringing back eyebrow piercings for Gen Z.
No, he didn't, babe.
Babe girl, no.
No, he didn't, babe, but okay. Also, my stepdad sent me a random article from like the Wall Street Journal today. And it was like how a $13.99 Snoopy is like freaking out Gen Z. But the thing is, I love Snoopy. Like, what do you mean?
I think that the millennials and the boomers that write articles about Gen Z have no freaking idea what is happening.
They don't.
Like, there are the younger side of Gen Z that it absolutely just scares me so much when they don't, like, know.
Wait.
They, like, when they didn't watch Peter Pan on VHS and, like, rewind it and then rewatch it. Yeah. Like, they, like...
Oh, God.
But...
Wait, the piercing? I'm sorry. This just looks like a Tumblr edit. Like, it doesn't look real.
No, but also, like, he did not bring back eyebrow piercings.
He did not. Like,
we've been doing that.
It looks really fake.
Well, I mean, it is.
Okay, but yes,
also, I've been sending Aaron, like, reels of, like, Barry Keegan and Jacob Elordi on press tour. And the way that Barry Keegan would leave his wife for Jacob Elordi. They've kissed.
Wait, they have. And they literally love to just do that.
I know. I, like, the way that they look at each other... That's gay.
But also, can we discuss what's his
Andrew
face?
Andrew Scott and Paul Mescal's gay movie?
Not even that. I'm talking about Paul Mescal and freaking Daisy Edgar Jones.
And the fact that Paul Mescal has a tattoo for Daisy Edgar Jones.
Like, okay, it was giving a little bit to Lulu, but like, I understand the message.
No,
there.
This is like, I have such a parasocial relationship with Paul Mescal. I feel
I think he would be as the Lulu as that to do
well,
that.
Well, the like. The straightest thing about me is that I follow, like, everything about Paul Mescal. I, like, watched... Stop it.
Oh,
stop
sorry.
It, Aaron.
I just showed Amalia Paul Mescal.
No, listen. It's not even, like, that he's cute. It's that After Sun made me want to rip my heart
Facts.
Out. I have never watched a movie that actually made me want to, like, bang my head against a wall more.
Facts.
Like, I was in agony.
Yep. I watched it on the plane.
Me too.
And actual tears.
I was on United
never
flight,
left my
and
eyes
I had
like
to
that.
Ask the flight attendant for. I was in the window seat, and I didn't want to get up to go to the bathroom just to like get tissue. So I asked the flight attendant for an extra napkin, and she was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like,
"No."
Okay, I'm gonna transition back into the music.
Yeah.
And. Go to another man that has a chokehold on me. It's so embarrassing.
Yet another man.
It's so embarrassing.
Gagged.
Actually, this one's not embarrassing because I think that Jeff Buckley is a girl's girl. I think that I just saw pictures of him wearing a leather miniskirt signing like photographs, and I'm like, king.
Yeah.
Jeff Buckley writes like a lesbian too. Part of my finals week has been Jeff. Jeff has been playing in my ears. I was at I was sewing yesterday for like 6 or 7 hours, and I only listened to Jeff Buckley.
That's crazy.
To like all the live albums he has. So I'm gonna play. So part of Amalia's final experience is listening to Jeff Buckley in a row. So I'm playing not one but two Jeff Buckley songs.
Thank you, Jeff Buckley.
The first one,
Buckley.
The first one is. Lilac Wine. Sorry, I just like breathed really loud. And Lilac Wine is a poem. It's a poem. Aww. All of his work are poems. But Lilac Wine, I feel, is a song that makes my brain feel like I am a piece of wheat flowing in the wind. And then the second... Are you typing?
Yeah, sorry. I'm going to put it away.
The second one I'm going to play is a little bit longer, but just bear with me. It's a Jeff Buckley cover of my favorite Smith song. So I was gagged when I heard this.
I love the Smiths.
And sometimes I listen to the Smiths, and I'm like, Morrissey, get out. And so this is a perfect exception because it's Jeff Buckley. It has a Jeff flair. He does some weird things, but it's my favorite Smith song, and I'll leave it to be a surprise. I hope you enjoy. My life goal is to make everyone like the music that I like, which is why
you're here.
I'm here.
Yep.
And so I hope you love Jeff Buckley as much as I do.
Yippee!
Yay!
Bye!
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. I gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by a strange delight under a lilac tree. I made wine from the lilac tree. Put my heart in its recipe. Makes me see what I want to see and be what I want to be. When I think more than I wanna think, I do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink because it brings me back you. Lilac wine is sweet and heady, like my love. Lilac wine. See clearly, isn't that she coming to me nearly here? Lilac wine is sweet and heady. Where's my love? Lilac wine, I feel unsteady. Where's my love? Isn't that she? Or am I just going crazy, dear? Lilac wine, I feel I'm ready for all my love. Feel already for my love. I can feel the soil
And as I climb into an empty bed, oh well, enough said. I know it's over, still I cling. I don't know where else I can go over. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. You see, the sea wants to take me, the knife wants to slit me. Do you think you can help me? Sad veiled bride, please be happy. Handsome groom, give her room. Loud, loudish lover, treat her kindly, though she needs you more than she loves you. I know it's over, still I cling. I don't know where else I can go over. No, it's over. It had never really begun, but in my heart it was so real. When you even spoke to me and said, oh, well, if you're so funny, why are you on your own tonight? And if you are so clever, why are you on your own tonight? And if you are so very entertaining, why are you on your own? Why do you sleep alone tonight? I know, because tonight is just like any other night. That's why you're on your own tonight. With your triumphs and your charm, while they are in each other's arms. That's so easy to laugh, it's so easy to hate. It takes strength to be gentle and kind. Over. It's so easy to laugh, it's so easy to hate. It takes guts to be gentle and kind. Love is natural and real, but not for you, my love. Not tonight, my love. Natural and real, but not for such as you and I, my love. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, 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 mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head.
Literally, thank you, Jeff. Once again.
Once again.
Good time.
And now
we transition.
We transition to a vibe.
A different vibe. That is
different.
It's different. So as I have been transitioning into the end of the semester, you know, I am just inclined to listen to more crazy tunes, not crazy tunes, but more upbeat tunes than I normally would, because my soul is drowning and I need something to pick me up in times of need.
You know what's funny? I'm the opposite. If I'm feeling like down, mm-hmm. I'm listening to sad music to like validate my pain.
That's also valid as well.
Like when Jeff Buckley is like, my bones are cold and they smell the rain and I'm waiting for a sleep that won't come. I'm like, yeah.
Literally, yes. Like, yeah, that too. That too.
But like, this will be good for me.
I think this will be good for you too. But this first piece, I honestly kind of forgot what it sounds like, but I was listening to like the study focus music mm-hmm. playlist that Spotify recommended for me. And this came up. The song is called If God Didn't Want Us to Snort Worms, He Wouldn't Have Made Them Cylindrical.
Cylindrical.
With an exclamation mark at the end. And the artist
and
is called...
And that's on God.
That's on God. And, yeah, I...
The artist is called Mimi Death.
The artist is called Mimi Death, and I just opened their page, and this is their artist photo. It's a cat. And yeah. It's like really pixelated and wide because the picture was like just not the correct size.
Orange cat.
But yeah, I think this is a nice little beat. This is from their 2020 album Effective.Power with a capital P.
I love when musicians decide to make the weirdest.
Like
stuff.
This is odd. This is odd vibes.
We love it.
But I think it's a good beat. TBH, you could probably play it in the background while I like. Honestly, no. Let's just listen to it. It's a good one.
I also am going to insert a little PSA.
Oh, yeah, that too. Go.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if this gets a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Mm-hmm.
A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. That's stoptextstoprex.org. Texting while driving prevention.
This is true. Don't do that, guys. Literally, once I was in a car with like a distant cousin that I like never met before, so I felt really powerless and like saying something, but she was literally playing Clash Royale while she was driving. I was like, who are you and why are you driving this car? Like, I don't know you. Like, please stop doing that. And I was like 12, so like, no, I was like, okay, I was like 15, but like But like I felt 12 in the moment.
Did you not say anything?
Well, instead I did one of the burlesque 3Ds. No, is it 5Ds? Mm-hmm. Anyways, instead I delegated and I talked to my cousin who was in the passenger seat who told them to stop doing that.
To stop doing that. That's
so guys,
good.
Always speak up.
You should. That's like the smuffa driver that plays reality TV on her phone.
Sorry?
Yeah, she like puts it in the corner and like, this is why I don't take the shuttle as much as I used to.
So, so scary.
And if I see that she's driving, I, as an atheist, I say a prayer.
If God did not want us to snort worms, he wouldn't have made them cylindrical. And that's on that.
And that's on that.
All right. And it- Just play
Have
it.
Have fun.
Just play it.
Have fun.
feel me.
Just gonna say goodbye.
We just want to say bye because
wrong mic. Hello, we just want to say goodbye because
goodbye.
We love Beyonce, and I think all these songs have been leading up to a Beyonce song, if you didn't notice.
For sure.
Yeah, it was like totally intentional, like, you know, like
I mean, to end on Queen Bee,
literally Queen Bee. But yes.
Well, I really like your finals vibe more than my finals vibe.
Don't
my
say that. I love your finals vibe.
Well, my finals vibe is like I'm dying in a pit of pain. And your finals vibe is like, I can get through
this. We can get through this. We could like do it.
Yeah.
Put your freakum dress on, okay?
Yes.
Like.
Enough said.
Enough said, okay?
But I hope you have a wonderful Saturday. Come to the burlesque show if you're on Tufts campus. Erin will be shaking her booty. And I will be cheering her on.